Through this crowd of paupers and beggars, a beautiful coach passed now and again. Within it sat either a fox, a hawk, or a vulture. "Where is the Field of Wonders?" asked Pinocchio, growing tired of waiting. "Be patient! It is only a few more steps away." They passed through the city, and, just outside the walls, they stepped into a lonely field, which looked more or less like any other field.
"Here we are," said the fox to the Marionette. "Dig a hole here and put the gold pieces into it."
The Marionette obeyed. He dug the hole, put the four gold pieces into it, and covered them up very carefully.
"Now," said the fox, "go to that nearby brook, bring back a pail full of water, and sprinkle it over the spot."
Pinocchio followed the directions closely, but, as he had no pail, he pulled off his shoe, filled it with water, and sprinkled the earth which covered the gold. Then he asked, "Anything else?"
"Nothing else," answered the fox. "Now we can go. Return here within 20 minutes and you will find the vine grown and the branches filled with gold pieces."
Pinocchio, beside himself with joy, thanked the fox and the cat many times and promised them each a beautiful gift.
"We don't want any of your gifts," answered the two rogues. "It is enough for us that we have helped you to become rich with little or no trouble. For this we are as happy as kings."
They said goodbye to Pinocchio, and, wishing him good luck, went on their way. End of chapter.